this is how cheap it was in those days. We wouldn't mail out the 12 inches or the albums. We would just tell them to show up at the gig the next day, and we'd wait for them. They would come up, show us their ID, and then we'd give them their album. Oh, there were so many bizarre things we used to do, but it was pretty crazy how it all kind of unfolded. Some of the best things I remember was the Ramones released this album. Yeah, and this is when gas was probably about cheap, you know, whatever it was in the late 70s, early 80s. Gas was so cheap, we decided to do a Ramones road rally where you had to show up at the station and we handed you a list of clues. And the clues were, the answer to the clues were the cross streets. And the cross streets were where you could get the next clue. So you would leave the DET parking lot, if you will, which really wasn't the parking lot. It was basically on the Wayne State campus. You would leave there and you'd have to figure out the first clue, which was like, you know, whatever it was, 6 and Lafayette. So the answer was like, if you had half a dozen of these and something, 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 and then the answer would be, you know, 6 in Lafayette, and then you'd have to drive to, you know, wherever that was. And I can't remember the cross streets, but we tried to make them all extremely funny. So people were driving probably 20 miles, 30 miles around town to get the next clue. I think it was probably 20, 30 miles total. And I had volunteers like at all these places, and basically they handed the next clue. And then they would drive to the next location, and the first person back, because basically the final clue was to come back to the station, then we basically handed them a copy of the record. We didn't care if there were 50 people showed up. We only had 20 albums. I think we probably had 2 boxes, which is probably about 50 albums in those times. And I don't remember how many people showed up. But if there's 4 people in a car, they only got 1 album. They'd have to share it. And there was no digital duplication in those days where they just go, great, I'll burn the CD. It was kind of like they got a copy of a Ramones album. And people would drive across the ends of the earth for, I'm guessing it was probably about an $11 album at those times. But just weird, just totally bizarre.